Revelation chapter number 3. I have preached a couple of times since we've been back, and I have accidentally gone into Spanish every time, so I will attempt to keep in English tonight. Amen. All right. Revelation chapter number 3, and we're going to go ahead and read verses number 14 through 22. Revelation chapter 3, 14 through 22. And the Bible says here, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried and fired, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for this church. Thank you so much for the blessing to be here. Lord, I pray that you please do be with us tonight. Lord, I pray that you please send your Holy Spirit's power. Lord, I pray that you'd give me the words to say, Lord, and I pray that you'd work in hearts tonight. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. I love pizza. I love pizza a lot. That's and my wife also loves pizza. When we were making plans to come back here, she had a list of all the different pizza places in Chicago that she wanted to go to, and had all our orders in and everything like that. But my mom owned a pizza company a long time ago, so I grew up eating pizza, and that is my go-to food. And I love pizza when it is hot, and it's fresh out of the oven, and it's the cheese is all melty and gooey, and all that's wonderful. And also, I love when you take the pizza, you throw it in the refrigerator, and it's a perfect breakfast next day. I love cold pizza, hot pizza, cold pizza, it's perfect. It's a wonderful thing. But if you just leave the pizza out on the counter, for too long, go back to it, and it's lukewarm, room temperature. The cheese is all gloppy. That's not very good. Same thing with coffee. I love coffee any time of the day. I love hot coffee. It's wonderful. I also love iced coffee. That is very, very good, especially in Puerto Rico. Iced coffee is fantastic. But again, if you leave coffee sitting out for too long, it gets nasty. It's just that lukewarm coffee, not something I want. God hates lukewarm Christians. He doesn't want lukewarm Christians. He says he will spew you out of his mouth. He worked that thou art cold or hot. There is too many lukewarm, middle-of-the-road Christians in the world today. I want to go over a few problems of middle-of-the-road Christians. Number one, they are the most deceptive. Please go with me in your Bibles to Exodus chapter number 32. We are going to return here, Revelations, but if you can go with me to Exodus chapter number 32. This is while Moses is, or after Moses was up in Mount Sinai, he was receiving the Ten Commandments, and of course, you all know the story. While he was up there, the children of Israel were rebelling and, made the golden calf and everything like that. And now Moses has come down and seen everything that is going on here. Revelation chapter number 32 and verse number 26. Revelation chapter 32, verse 26. The Bible says, "Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him." Moses came down and he cried out, "Who is on the Lord's side. Now, these are the children of Israel. These are the chosen people of God. These are the people who have left Egypt to go to the promised land. These are the people that God wants to be his people. But Moses didn't even know who was still on God's side. Middle of the road Christians are deceptive. They blend in. Sometimes you can't even see. Moses couldn't even see who still wanted to serve God. You have to be careful for middle of the road Christians because they're going to blend right in. You know, they can be right in the church. They can be your friends in the church. They're blending in. They're not cold. They're not hot. They're right there in the middle. They're deceptive. When I was a teenager, we had a good. The year I graduated, there was 9 other people graduated with me, and really had a good group of teenagers. And, you know, when we were in high school, it seemed like everyone was, you know, serving God and fired up about God, you know, going soul winning and everything like that. And, you know, I thought when I was graduating, you know, I was going to go off into college with all these, you know, all my friends and everything, and going to just keep serving God and everything like that. But after a very short time, you know, other people could make their own decisions, you know, or go off to college and start making their own decisions. Found out that a lot of them were lukewarm Christians, middle of the road Christians. They weren't really in it. And they left, you know, to go to the world and everything like that. Sadly, they were middle of the road Christians. They weren't real Christians, but they were deceptive. You can't see it. You need to be careful for middle of the road Christians because they are the most deceptive. And they're the most deceptive. They're very hard for a church to see, but also it's the same with the world. It's very hard for the world to see in the middle of the difference between the middle of the road Christians, because to the world, they're just like them. They're right in the middle. You know, they're not part of the church. They look like they're part of the church. They also look like they're part of the world. And the world has no idea that there is a difference. And that is a problem. There needs to be a difference between the church and the world. The world needs to be able to look and say, you know what? There's something different about them. There's something, you know, they go to church and they have something real. They have something that I want. There needs to be a difference. We need to have standards. We need to have something that separates us from the rest of the world, because the world needs that. The world needs to be able to see this. This is the way we should be living. This is the right way. This is the way that's preached in the Bible. The world needs us to be separated. The world needs us to have standards. We cannot have these middle-of-the-road Christians that blend in just like everyone else in the world. They're never going to change the world, never going to do anything in the world. The world will never see the difference of the middle-of-the-road Christians because they are deceptive. Secondly, they are the most dangerous. Go with me to Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9, verse number 18. The Bible says here, wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. Middle of the road Christians are dangerous. The Bible says one sinner can destroy much good. It just takes one. It doesn't take a whole group to change a church. It doesn't take a whole, you know, whole half the church that are being middle of the road Christians, being lukewarm Christians, to change a church. It just takes one. Middle of the road Christians are dangerous. Anyone who drives down the middle of the road is dangerous. You know, you see that coming, you're going to be swerving or something. Puerto Rican driving is insane. It is horrible, and there's times where you have to drive down the middle of the road. But here in the States, you know what? Middle of the road drivers are dangerous. They're the ones that are gonna hurt. They're gonna do damage to everybody. Lukewarm Christians want you to be just like them. They want to change. They want things to change. Okay. The reason that they're so dangerous is because lukewarm is completely natural. You know, you need a stove, an oven, or a fire or something to heat up food, to get it nice and hot. You need a refrigerator or ice to cool down food. But to be lukewarm, you don't need anything at all. It's a natural state. You know what? You can put something, put food out on the counter. It doesn't matter how hot or how cold it was. You leave it there for long enough. It's room temperature. It's lukewarm. It is so dangerous because it's the natural process. We need to be careful about being lukewarm. You need to do something. You need an action to keep you from being lukewarm. Lukewarm Christians are dangerous because they're going to try to change the church. There's no middle-of-the-road Christian that wants standards in a church. There's no middle-of-the-road Christian that's saying, you know, you go out sowing, you know, you go send missionaries, you go for God. There's no middle-of-the-road Christians like that. And if you stop having that fire to go out and to do something for God, you're going to turn into lukewarm Christians also. They're dangerous because it's catchy. You know, if you put hot with cold, if you separate heat for long, you know, that it all becomes lukewarm, room temperature. That is the problem. They're dangerous. Another problem is they're dangerous because they don't care about the lost world. Lukewarm Christians don't care. They're happy being in their place, you know, and having their pew that they sit in church, and you know, also having their friends in the world and standing right between, not taking a stand at work. They're happy with that. They're not going to be the ones going out to try to change lives, to try to get people into church. Lukewarm Christians are dangerous. And lukewarm Christians are the most disgusting. Please go with me to Revelation chapter number 3. Go back with me to Revelation chapter number 3. Verses number 15 and 16 again. Jesus is speaking here. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Jesus said, you know what? You're disgusting. I want to get you out of my mouth as fast as I can. I want to spit you out. This is disgusting. This is not what I want. This is lukewarm Christians. They are the most disgusting. Back in Bible times, for a long time, everyone had a well, or you know, each village had a well. And so you'd go out and you'd draw your water out of the well. And then when you pulled up the water, if it came out cold, that's good. It means that there's a current in there, that the water is flowing, it's clean, it's okay to drink. If it came out hot, that's fine. You know, it means there's a geyser, it's from deep in the earth, and it's been heated, it's completely fine. There's no bacteria, there's no problems with that. But if the water would come out lukewarm, it means that it's stagnant. It's sitting there, there's no current, there's nothing to clean the water, and it's just growing bacteria. And that'll make you sick. Lukewarm Christians will make you sick. They'll make a church sick. They'll make other converts sick. They'll make your friends sick. We need on fire churches. We need on fire Christians. We need churches that are active. We need people. We need Christians that are doing something. If you stop, if you ever become stagnant, that is the moment that you start creating the bacteria, and you start being a problem. We need active Christians. You cannot allow yourself ever in your life to just stagnate in your Christian life. We need active Christians. We need Christians that are doing things. We need Christians that are going forward all the time. Middle of the road Christians are dangerous. They are disgusting. They are the problem. They are what's going to make a church sick, what's going to make Christians sick. They're what's going to make new converts sick. It's so sad to see a new convert get saved and start coming to church, you know, get baptized. And at that point, man, they're active, you know. They're saying, what else do I need to do? Okay, you know, I need to get baptized. Okay, now I need to start tithing. Now I need to start going out sowing. You're active, looking for what more do I need to do? How more can I serve God? And they're active, they're excited. Then they get around the lukewarm, stagnant Christians. who've just stopped going, stopped doing anything for God. And they'll catch that real quick. They'll get that sickness real quick. Before long, they're sick, they're out of church, or they're just another stagnant, lukewarm Christian. Lukewarm Christians, well, they make Christ sick. You know, I don't want that. I don't want to be that type of Christian. I don't want to be the type of Christian that is active, that is doing something for God. Joshua told the nation of Israel, "Choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." This is a decision. It is an action saying we will serve the Lord. We're not going to stay idle anymore. We're not going to stop. We're not going to stagnate. We're not going to allow ourselves to just grow comfortable with where we are. We are going to serve the Lord. Elijah told the Israelites, 1 Kings 18:21 on Mount Carmel, he said, "And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." We need to make the choice to follow God. That is an action. That's something that we need to be doing. That's something that you can't just sit in your place and follow God. You need to stay busy doing something to follow God. Now, the Bible gives us some very clear steps how not to be a lukewarm Christian. Here in verse number 17, the Bible says, Revelation chapter 3, verse number 17, the Bible says, "Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing." This is so many Christians today. Said, I'm rich, I'm increased in goods, I'm in need of nothing. Now we can say, you know what, I'm here, I'm in a good church. I'm coming to church, you know, here on Wednesday night. I know this is, you know, this is the core of the church, preaching to the choir here, I know that. So often we can just say, you know what, I'm doing my part. I'm here, I'm going to church. I come, I bring my Bible, I sit in my pew. And before long, you can start saying, I'm in need of nothing. This is my place. This is where I should be. And we stop. We stop doing anything more for God. We stop being active for God. The Bible continues on. "And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." We can never arrive at the point where we say, this is all I need to do as a Christian. This is where I'm going to stop. We need to stay active and going forward for God. We need to realize who we are. We're nothing. We're not important. It's not about us. It's not that we're in our place in the church. It is about God. What more can you do for God? And then verse number 19 says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." Now, both of these take action. Repentance isn't just, you know, leaving something behind. It's turning from something and going the other way. It takes an action. Be zealous. I mean, that right there, that is an action. That's being fired up. That's having your life consumed to do something. That is how God wants us to be. He says, don't be lukewarm Christians. Be zealous. Be active. Be searching for something more you can do. Find another way that you can witness to someone. You know, go across the street. Talk to your neighbor about coming to church. Talk to your coworkers. Do something. There's something more you can do. We need to be zealous for God. That is the way that you keep yourself from being lukewarm. I'm not saying that everyone needs to be, you know, a pastor or a missionary or something like that. You know what? But everyone needs to be active. Everyone needs to be searching and working for God all the time. When I think about this, I think about in our church, there's a man named Jack Lewis. It's actually one of the reasons that we named our son Jack. Brother Lewis, he lost his fingers on his right hand and his right leg when he was in his 30s, just an accident at work. And now he had every excuse in the world to be, you know, an unactive Christian, you know, just to come to church, fill his spot. But he never, ever let that stop him. He, back when he could, when his health would allow him, he was at the church every Saturday to work on the buses. I mean, physical labor, you know. He didn't even have fingers on his right hand, but he's out there working on these buses. That's staying active for God. He got older and and everything like that. But still, every Sunday, he was there, got up early in the morning, you know, through the winter, cold months. He'd get up early in the morning, and he'd come into the church, and he'd start up the buses, or, you know, try to start up the buses, work on the buses that wouldn't start, just so that the bus workers could have a warm, comfortable bus to go out and do their route. That's, you know, he wasn't a big soul winner. He wasn't, you know, going out knocking thousands of doors a week. But he was staying active. He was doing everything that he could to his capacity to serve God. That's what we need to do. We need to make a decision. We need to make a choice to serve God, to stay active for God, not just halfway, not just to the middle, but all the way, seeing everything that we can do to serve God. We need to be zealous. Cannot be lukewarm Christians. We need to serve God with our whole heart. Elijah said, if the Lord be God, follow him. We know the Lord is God. We need to stay active following him our entire lives. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for the message you've put on my heart. I pray that you'd use it today just to be a help and a challenge, encouragement to everyone tonight, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.